Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Well, hello, everyone. We're going to wait again. Sorry, just a couple more minutes just to make sure everything's going. My name is Molly Ritterbeck. I am the AWN Engagement Ambassador. I am excited to be here today. Today, what we're going to talk about is balance. And that's something that I know we can all get behind for sure. So, balance. Something we all would love to attain. It's something that I think people strive for no matter who you are, whether you're, you know, a mom, a dad, a single parent, you know, if you are not even a parent, if you have fur babies, I mean, that helps too. Balance is still something you got to do. You got to go to the bathroom as well. But, you know, let's face it, sometimes balance is just not something that's easily attained. It's not something that we can all do. It's something that takes time. It takes effort. But we all would like some sort of balance, whether it's work-life balance. You hear that phrase all the time, whether it's balance when it comes to what, if you have kids, what your kids are doing, what you're doing. Balance is a struggle. You know, gymnasts are balance beam and they fall off sometimes too. So even those who are the absolute best at it, have it happen where it falls through the cracks. But, you know, no matter if you work in an office, whether you work from home these days, I know a lot of people are trying to do that, which also creates a huge imbalance in life. Whether you stay at home, routine is something that we as humans need, we want, we crave. So finding ways to make those things work. You know, it's not something we can always do on our own. There are some people who are very good at knowing, you know, these are the tasks I need to do, and this is how I'm going to do them. And then there's some of us who need an extra little boost to help us through those. But one of the first things, I'm going to kind of walk you through what I do. And what I do to try to get balance, I am a military spouse. I work full-time outside of the home. I do have flexibility in my job. I have a great employer. I have three kids that are in three different schools. Three different, you know, varying degrees of needing help with homework. We have animals. We have a home that needs work outside. We have a lot of things going on, not to mention I have a lot of volunteer things that I do. So we all have busy lives that we all have to, in my family, coordinate with each other. But one of the first things I do every day is when I sit down, I make a list of 3 to 5 things that I know I have to do for the day, my must-dos, my need-to-dos, my no exceptions need to get done. And then I also go ahead and make a list of 3 to 5 things that I want to do, whether it's a self-care item, whether it is something that isn't necessarily important and can get done at any point during this week, but it's something that I want to do to just get it done, or whether it's something I want to do for someone else. This creates balance for me so that I can kind of see what's happening. I can see the task at hand. Because for me, I'm a very visual person. Like in my back corner, I think you can see it over my shoulder. I have a goal for the month. And so it's written down so I can see it. But one of the things I do, like I said, I have my binder. These are my want to do's. These are my must do's for today. Okay. So I can check them off. I'm a list maker. It's what I do. Some of the other things, what I do is I make a very basic guideline. So that way there, I don't put times by mine. I just make that list. That way I know what I see and I don't get mind boggled by the time thing. Because sometimes putting it in a time schedule or a time slot can slow you down because you are anticipating that time and it just starts to wear on you and it kind of weighs you down. And I can't do that for myself. Some people need that. Like at 2 o'clock, this is what I'm going to do. There are multiple ways that you can get this done. Like I make the list with no time slots. There are some people who do time slots where it's again, 9 o'clock, this needs to be done, 8 o'clock, which helps with appointments. Another way that I have found this worked for us in the summertime is a block schedule. This block schedule I got from, I think it was like Fun, Cheap, or Free. They are, obviously they give us stuff for free, but it's like for each day. So this would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And you can just break it up, like say from 9 to 12, these are the things I need to accomplish. That way it's not necessarily a dedicated time slot, but it's also a time frame. Some people work better with time frames. There are certain times where I trade off with someone else to try and make these things done. Like there's an awesome lady that works with me that always goes to the post office. So I can take that, I want to go to the post office or I need to go to the post office, and hand it off to her and she'll take care of it for me. And then as I'm leaving, if she needs something, I can run and grab that for her. So you can do trade-offs with that. You can do that, you know, a neighbor with a coworker, with a spouse, with a friend, always reach out. It is always a good thing to reach out. Having people to help makes life easier. Sometimes I just honestly have to be real that it's not going to happen today, or I'm not going to get any of my want-to-dos done, or I can take this and move it to this day and it'll still be just fine. But sometimes it still weighs on you. But here's the key, you got to be flexible. No matter what you do, flexibility is key, you know, because life happens. If I can't get to the post office because the road was closed, or for whatever reason, their lunch was not coordinate with the time that I could get there. So that means it just has to get moved. And then if it starts to get heavy on me that I know I need this stuff done, I just have to reevaluate and just make sure that I know that I can't do it. It is what it is. It moves to tomorrow. And if it has to make my to-dos or my need to-dos, want to-dos heavier, it is what it is. You know, what are some tasks that you tend to move or try to see if someone else can do for you? Because I know there are some things like I'm not taking the trash out on a Monday morning. That's my kid's job. So that's never going to be on my list. And that's just how it is. What are some things that you do like that? I've also learned that if there are certain things that I want to do, like if I want to have quiet time, I have to get up before kids, which means a very early wake-up call. But that's something that I will sacrifice so that I can make sure I get that want in, because that want is important to me. You just kind of got to look at your list and evaluate where your needs and wants are. And you have to understand sometimes some things just aren't going to happen. There's some things that have to happen that you don't want to happen. Flexibility, grace, reach out, ask for help. Those are some key things that you do have to do. What I am going to say, though, is through this all, no matter whether you do a traditional to-do list or a checklist, if you do a daily block schedule, if you use a timestamp planner, use pencil. This is the military life, and everything will change as soon as you write it in pen. That is a key that I have for you. And one thing I also want to do is I want to say I look forward to speaking with y'all again. This was my first military empowerment moment with you, and I look forward to the next. But I also want to make sure that you guys understand that you can catch the next one, same time, same place. It's going to be here on Facebook, and you can also rewatch these episodes on YouTube. You can listen to the audio version on our wherever you listen to podcasts. And then don't forget, Monday, we do have another podcast that'll be coming at you, and it's going to be exciting, and you're not going to want to miss it. I look forward to this again, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.